on just a moment and we'll get...
Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
And good afternoon. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on Talk of the Rock this week. I'm your host, Jared Griffin, and we're talking about sports this week. There's been a pretty big movement to get sports back in some capacity. Major League Baseball has started up with some fits and starts, I think, and it looks like the NBA bubble experiment is going really well, which I am really excited about. But we're going to talk about youth sports for kids. And what that's going to look like over the next few months. So with me in the studios are Deb Rohr, the Kodiak Island Borough School District Activities Director. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you.
And Amy Willis, the varsity volleyball coach. And do you coach anything else? It just seems like you're...
I coach volleyball at the middle school.
And the middle school. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. And they're, one of the... big concerns that the community has is, what are sports going to look like for kids this year? And Deb, you were just telling me that, we kind of don't know, but it could change. It could change tomorrow. But where are we at right now?
I can tell you today what the plan is.
Yes.
and we all just kind of have to be under the understanding that potentially that would change tomorrow. But as of today, we at the high school level, we have football, cross country, and tennis that officially starts their official practices tomorrow. And when I say official, that's through the OSAD guidelines of when they can officially start their first practice. And then August 5th is the official first day of practice for volleyball, and as of today, swim and dive as well. But swim and dive is something that OSAD is talking about possibly moving to mid-September as a start date. But as of this moment right now, they are starting next Wednesday, the 5th. So we are planning to start, and they all have schedules, and we plan on going by those schedules that we have, with the understanding and the coach's understanding that at any point in time, those schedules could look different.
And for our audience, who may not know, what does OSAW stand for? Who are they?
It's the Alaska School Activities for the state.
And they came out a couple of weeks ago with their big kind of contingency plan with different tiers for different sports based on like the proximity of competitors with each other. And I don't know if I'm throwing a curveball at you. Do you remember kind of where the sports lie on those different tiers?
Well, this one won't make you thrilled, but tier three, which is the higher tier, would be drama.
Right.
Music activities, orchestra, stuff like that, football and wrestling. So
where they're yelling at each other. And...
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize that drama was like the same level with football and all that.
It is for when you have a partner activities. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's like the highest tier of the concerns in those activities. And then does volleyball maybe under two? I'm not 100% sure, because I just really was focused on tier three and kind of looking at that. But there's also, of course, your green and red and yellow. And I think OSAW is actually using orange as one of the other,
between one
of those colors. Yeah. So and red being the hot spot. In looking at our schedules, if our team was scheduled to travel somewhere and they're in the red, obviously we're not sending our kids, and we're not going to invite them to come here either.
Right.
So OSAW has basically said, in regards to OSAW, fall sports are opening up as they said, things will continue. State tournaments may look a little bit different than they have in the past, depending on where things are at during those times of state. But it's also up to everybody's individual districts on what they decide to do.
Amy, you've got volleyball starting up soon. So as a coach, what is this? What have you been up to the past few weeks as you get ready to?
Well, initially it was a lot of waiting. It was kind of like, you know, when spring sports shut down, we shut down. We had middle school boys volleyball going on. So, you know, all those seasons just stopped. And I think as I, you know, just personally looked ahead, I thought, wow, there's just no way that this could happen. I just think we're, you know, we're going to have a year without sports. But our community has done such an amazing job keeping us in the green that we have been able to move forward, and we are now getting ready to start a season. Usually by this time of the summer, I'm 100% totally obsessed with volleyball. I'm running camps. I'm having lots of kids in the gym. That has changed. I have never been a fan of outdoor volleyball, but Deb has let us set up two courts in her yard and her lawn. And on sunny days where we're scheduled to have an open gym, we're meeting outside. It's definitely different. It's similar to indoor volleyball, but at the same time, totally not. A couple of times we've shanked a ball and it's gone into the Dan Ogg's yard, you know, he's right there, and it was rolling towards the water. I've got kids chasing down volleyballs like crazy. But it's exciting that we have this opportunity. As a coach, being responsible for young people, I want them to have this experience. I felt very brokenhearted for the teams in the spring that weren't able to have maybe their senior seasons, and kids who are really great at their chosen sports not be able to have that experience of playing. You know, your heart breaks for them. And going into this season, I was, you know, worried about, you know, my hardworking upperclassmen and the underclassmen that are coming in that are super talented. And I just want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to have as much of a season as possible. But at the same time, you know, I feel a lot of pressure to make sure that I'm keeping them absolutely as safe as possible. So we are using masks and social distancing when they are not physically playing on the court. We break for water and hand sanitizer breaks. Every athlete has to have their own water bottle. We aren't using, you know, community water fountains. And at the end of our practices, you know, we're getting out the Clorox wipes and we're wiping down our balls. And so just really being a lot more mindful of where each athlete has traveled or not traveled. Mm-hmm. Where they're, you know, what their health is. You know, a lot of times you'll have an athlete that, you know, is clearly not healthy or maybe is injured and they're like, no, coach, I'm fine. But, you know, I think the level of, you know, we're taking everybody's temperatures, we're asking a series of questions. Mm-hmm. The kids are taking it seriously. And I'm feeling good that we are making smart choices within our community practice. I'll be interested to see if parents are willing to let us travel with their students. You know, can if we're in the green and the place we're going is in the green, will the parents say, yeah, no problem? You know, if we're in the green and the place we might be headed is in the yellow, you know, it's a concern for everybody. Or, you know, and we might even have parents that say, you know, I want my student to have a volleyball experience, be a part of the program, but I don't want them interacting with anybody that's not right in our community. And and how would we, you know, meet that?
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that we're helping the athletes have a great team experience. It's more than the competition. The competition helps you get better. Obviously, you can play each other a lot, but until you see another team, you don't really know how good you are.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, there's so many life lessons in youth sports and other activities, you know, getting along with others, leadership skills, responsibility, all those things that we, as coaches, and advisors for programs. We're looking to build really good humans. I just want my humans to be really good volleyball players too. But you know, we in my program, we talk a lot about kindness. We talk a lot about being brave. We talk about sisterhood, being responsible for all the other athletes in your program. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have other things that the program strives for, and it would be really hard if I can't see these athletes face to face to instill some of those things. You know, I don't know how we would have virtual volleyball.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, activity, you know, music and drama, you think, okay, yeah, we can
find some ways.
We can work around that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, team sports are really hard to come up with a solution for that.
So what is it specifically about team sports that why is it important for kids to have that experience, or at least have that opportunity to have that experience in school? You had mentioned some things like leadership and responsibility and taking care of each other, and which you can learn in other contexts. But what is it specifically about sports that I remember having conversations with principals, especially during like budget crisis times? It's like they talk about sports and activities and cutting, and principals are like, no, sports keeps so many kids in school itself. What are some of the things that you've noticed and read about that?
I think for us, it's more about like with the kids being involved with the team, and they have to work together with others and stuff, which I think is important, you know, and not be so self-centered, which some kids can be, you know. And so I think working with others and relying on others and relying on team, I think that's big. But I think more than that, a lot with sports and activities, those kids have something to look forward to. I can use myself as an example. School wasn't super exciting for me. I was not that student that just loved to go and sit in the classroom. I wanted to play sports, and sports is what made the school part doable, for lack of better words. You know, I went off to college. I played softball in college. I don't know that college would have been my thing had I not gone to play softball. Like, people ask me what I went to school for. Oh, I went to play softball. What are you talking about? Exactly. I went to play softball. I didn't go for school. I went for softball. But I think, like, the guidelines and rules and stuff that are set up for the kids, like with eligibility, with keeping their grades up, with being in class and not skipping class, with making good choices and not going and partying and different things like that, I think those kids have that to help them with their sports. So, you know, we've had kids that have really struggled grade wise, but if it's a matter of either you're going to be ineligible to compete at state, which you worked really hard all year for, but you could care less about your classes, you're not going. And so those kids have something, you know, have something else pushing them to do well academically, because they have sports to do that. You know, some kids just, they need things to do once school's out. I mean, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon till midnight for some kids of idle hands, which is not necessarily a good thing, you know?
Right. I mean, they need things. Especially now. But,
exactly. But yeah. So they need things to be involved in and things to do. And I think that's a huge part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think beyond the motivation to have great attendance, to be in your class so you can go to practice and have, you know, academically be held accountable, I think there's a mental health piece to that, too.
Absolutely.
So many of our kids have such hardworking parents that maybe they're home alone monitoring a sister or a sibling or a brother or cousins, and they need just one more adult role model or... And I think that's something that we provide, you know, healthy supervision, activity, and somebody saying, hey, let's not have that fourth macchiato, you know, talking to them about the other things that we can do. You know, the energy that you get from sugar is probably not your best energy to use for a sporting event, you know.
Oh, yes.
it might get you amped up for a little bit, but if you're looking for a 2-hour performance, you know, let's...
The crash is coming.
Yeah, let's stop that.
Right.
And so I just think there's so much more that team sports can help reinforce. These kids have great, strong, hardworking families, but it's just a reinforcement that attendance to school is important and grades are important and your behavior is important. Your responsibility for yourself and for your teammates. So I just think you know, we're experiencing a bit of trauma here. Kids are so resilient, but you know, we want to make sure that they're feeling safe and confident in an environment, and that we are nurturing them as best we can to mm-hmm. our ability.
And the only thing I would add to that is it's not just team sports. It's the individual sports too, but it's also the activities, you know. So there's kids that are involved in drama. You know, we had a number of kids that made it to, you know, yeah. to the national tournament, to state tournament, which they didn't get to go. It worked so hard, And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to like bring you down
no,
with that.
It's,
but yeah. I mean, it's not just the team sports. It's the kids that are involved in music that didn't get to go to solo and ensemble for state for mm-hmm. that. You know, it's the drama kids that didn't get to go to nationals, you know, who qualified to go to nationals. You know, I mean, it's more than just the team sports. It's the activity involvement, too. We had Skills USA that, you know, we've had a number of kids that have gone to that every year, the last number of years. And those kids, that's the one thing that they're involved in, like during the school. They may not be involved in sports, but that's mm-hmm. the activity that they're involved in. And so all year they're striving for that skills competition.
Yep.
And this past spring, they didn't get that. So it is more than just the sports. It's all the activities and the involvements that the kids can have.
Right.
So.
I just spoke with, had a long conversation with Michael Parnell, mm-hmm. Who ran cross country, graduated a few years ago, and now plays lacrosse in London for King's College, and was talking to him about his experience. And a lot of his teammates got sick, tested positive, and this is 3-4 months later are still almost recovered, you know, mm-hmm. but there's still the lingering fatigue and aches and things like that. And these are athletes. Mm-hmm. They're peak early 20s. I'm sure that has crossed your mind, you know, what if, right? Community or travel related, whatever, and it gets in the team. And what are you? I know. I don't want to bring you down either. But you know, these are things that we're thinking about.
Right.
You know, what would happen, or what have you kind of thought about?
We have talked about that, and that's a huge concern with travel. You know, and even with teams coming here, basically mm-hmm. If we're assuming that we're sending a healthy team somewhere, we're assuming if a team comes here, they're sending us a healthy team. But with this virus, it's not like it just happens overnight. So therefore, if we send our volleyball team to region games or a tournament or wherever off island, and they're up there playing, and on Saturday a kid wakes up and is not feeling well, well, obviously that's the first thing I think that things are going to be tested for, because that's what we're dealing with right mm-hmm. now. I think if it was the flu, you kind of stick them in the corner
right.
and, you know, say, okay,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
but
exactly.
this is not that. So, and if they were to come back positive, the problem is that there's a 14-day quarantine. Mm-hmm. They can't get on a plane. So does that mean my entire team is stuck in Anchorage or the Valley for 14 days mm-hmm. or 10 days potentially, but I can't leave a kid alone. So therefore parents got to stay, or a coach has to stay. I mean, so yes, the what if questions have been talked about and thought through. But I don't know that there's a right answer. I mean, there's me personally, not dealing as the athletic director. It's like, well, I don't want to live my life by what ifs. Okay. But I'm also making decisions as the activities director.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
now I've got to make decisions for everybody else, and I have right. to think about those what ifs. You know, what if they take a group of kids and somebody gets sick? I mean, so those are huge concerns. And I think concerns for the coach, too. Like, oh, sure. You know, for she works for the school district. Amy does. But not all of our coaches do. I think they're probably, and I don't know this. I'm just saying I think there would probably be a little bit more leeway because she works for the school district. But what about you if you take a drama kid and something happens? Well, you don't work for the school district, your full-time job anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what does that look like for right. you if you're stuck for 14 days? So, I mean, there's so much to think about.
Right. And like what Amy said, you take just as many precautions yep. as you possibly can. And
yeah.
Well, your responsibility is, you know, your investment in these kids is that you love them, right?
Absolutely.
You want what's best for them and you want them to be safe at all times, which is, you know, why we ask them to make smart choices and to be good people and to be responsible. But this health level is such a new piece of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been coaching a long time and I've had kids that, you know, wake up and on Saturday and they're not well. And you've in the past been like, okay, here's 14 sleeping bags. Here's, you know, the mom that's here with her student. She's going to keep an eye on you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go play.
Right, exactly.
You know, so, and, you know, it's not cruel or unintentional, but it's never been an issue that you can't put that student back on the plane with you to come home. Mm-hmm. And so that part, you know, gives me pause. I want to make sure that we are making the very best decisions. I think I think I've been doing this long enough that I could travel with the team safely to another green zone and make sure that mm-hmm. we are... you know, eating in a way that doesn't expose us to tons of other people. You know, we can be responsible. We can make sure that we are always wearing our masks and hand sanitizing, washing our hands. And as a traveling component, because we practice so much together, we would be considered a family unit. Like, yeah, so there were some things where you wouldn't have to always be 6 feet apart, like in the minivan.
Right.
But really, help, you know, holding those kids to a higher standard. And, you know, I've traveled with kids for lots of years, and usually your upperclassmen are helping guide your freshmen. You know, maybe my freshmen wouldn't be traveling this year. I hope so. I want to give everybody as much opportunity to have competition, but it could be we get to the end of the season and I have a varsity program only. The school district is really excited to... jump into an intramural program. We haven't really had hardcore intramurals. Mm-hmm. And so volleyball would be one of the sports that they would offer in intramurals. So if we got to a place where my program had to shift and instead of a varsity, a JV, and a C team, I'd just have a varsity or maybe a varsity and a JV, those athletes would still have an opportunity to play within our community, play each other, play other students. And hopefully we've had enough of a normal start to our season that they're going to have advanced skills that will, you know, kind of carry them through whatever this season looks like.
Whatever it looks like.
Yeah.
So how has recruitment looked for the drama club? The end of the spring semester, the end of the school year is a huge recruitment time for us. We go to the different schools, we visit middle school classrooms. We still do shows, you know, and even over the summer, you know, we try to do a few things. But this year, you know, we didn't have that because it took us, mm-hmm. It was all of a sudden we had to stop. And so not just for volleyball, but for other kind of fall sports and even spring sports, how has recruitment looked? Does it look like you're getting the number of students you need or that you've seen in the past?
I probably would be able to give you a little bit better idea about that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Once the official first day is, I think numbers will be down a little bit, at least to start with. Cause I think there is a leery, is this going to happen or not? And so I think there's that, but then there's the other part of me that, you know, kids haven't really been having anything to do with, you know, since spring.
Right. Yeah.
So, Let's do something.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what those numbers look like. The preseason numbers, I think you've typically had more than that, right? Or are you good with the numbers that you've had? I always want more kids, but.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think outdoor practice is odd for kids, so I think I lose that. And then the other day it was like 77 and the girls were like, "Coach, it's too hot." You know, we're just totally not used to that. And it was bright, you know, you look up at the sky to see the ball and you can't see the ball. So, you know,
Yeah.
Sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
don't complain.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know,
I'm like,
yeah.
It's the first time in my life I think I've been tan. let's see. So I think my numbers are pretty good. I've seen most of my returning athletes, and I've seen a handful of incoming freshmen. I think communication has been a little off because usually in the spring, like Jared, I'm kind of sending down reminders. I have a meeting down at the middle school and says, hey, if you're still interested, this is when things are going to be happening. And I think there's so many rumors out there. I'm just, you know, I had a conversation with a young lady yesterday. She said, well, coach, I heard Colony canceled everything. And I'm like, nope. I just had a conversation with that coach the other day. He's on board. Oh, and so she was very, obviously thought she heard that from a very reliable place. And she was just sure that there was no Colony sports. So I think squelching rumors and trying to get good information out to kids. Kodiak High School Volleyball has a Facebook page. I put a lot of stuff out there. You know, I'm reachable through my district email and on social media. So I think I'm pretty prevalently out there. New people coming to our community would probably not really know how to find us. So I probably haven't done a very good job there. But like Debbie said, I'm kind of not sure if parents are worried or students are worried or if they just don't know.
And the best thing is to contact you or contact Debbie, right?
Yeah, and like even with cross country, Ashley does a great job with having their Facebook, and they do a lot of community runs and stuff like that. So a lot of times if there's new students and they reach out to me about that, like I send them in Ashley's direction. Football has stuff on their football page, and so I just kind of send – a lot of times if they reach out to me, I'll send them to individual coaches. So that way there is that individual – personal touch from the coach reaching out to a new student, especially if they're new to the community, and try to get them involved that way.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left. I know that goes by so fast. Any last thing you wanted to say to encourage kids and parents that, hey, we're working on it and fall sports are a go?
I think you covered it right there.
I
mean, we're working on it and it could change. But we're hoping that we're going to have our seasons as scheduled.
And if your athlete is interested in doing any of the fall sports, they need to have a current physical.
Yep.
And there's a release form to participate with other athletes that needs to be signed. The coach of each program can provide that. Volleyball tryouts are next week.
All right. And immunizations. I saw that message through yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Make sure, because the public health, they're not doing it anymore, so you got to make sure you get that appointment in time. Thank you, Deb Rohr and Amy Willis, for coming to talk about the sports. And we will, it's kind of like a wait and see.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, but yes.
but we're hopeful.
Yes,
we're optimistic.
We are.
And it's good for the kids.
Yep.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.